Station.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Despicable Me 2, still number 1 at the box office for a second week, earning another $44.8 million. Despite horrific reviews, Grown Ups 2 opened in second with $42.5 million, and Pacific Rim debuted in third, $38.3 million in ticket sales.
Number 4.
She's been known as Fergie for so long, she decided to make it legal. Stacey Ferguson has filed the legal paperwork to drop the name her mama gave her to become Fergie Duhamel. Of course, she's married to Josh Duhamel, and everyone calls her Stacy, so she decided to make it legal.
Number 3.
Kristen Stewart finally realized Robert Pattinson's not coming back. She's got no choice but to move on. A source says she vowed to throw herself into work and stay single this summer, but then she met Boardwalk Empire actor Michael Pitt at Paris Fashion Week, and they've been seeing each other secretly ever since.
Number 2.
Not one but two celebrity weddings this weekend. Halle Berry married her soon-to-be baby daddy, Olivier Martinez, on Saturday at a chateau in France. About 60 guests there for the celebration. But other than Halle and Olivier, nobody famous. However, when Jimmy Kimmel married his head writer Molly McNerney in Ojai, California, practically all of Hollywood showed up. Jennifer Aniston, Justin Theroux, Ellen DeGeneres, Portia de Rossi, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, Matt Damon, and that's just to name a few.
Number 1.
Glee star Corey Monteith was found dead in his Vancouver hotel room on Saturday. He was only 31. Corey had missed checkout time and the hotel staff found his body. Police say Corey was out with friends the night before, returned to the hotel alone very early Saturday morning. An autopsy is scheduled for today. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.